of Ways and Means to order. And we'll open the public hearing on House Bill 2301. And we have three people signed up. Mr. Stone, Charlie Stone, Department of Forestry.
Mr. Chair, would you like me to explain the,
yes,
the amendments first? House Bill 2301 is being proposed to be amended to increase the expenditure limit to $15 million and the fund limit to $22.5 million, eliminate the requirement that the general fund pay for the insurance premium, which would require the OFLPF to pay for 03 and 04. Then we would add conceptual amendments that the insurance requirement contained in ORS 477.775 be repealed June 30th, 2005, with an understanding that an interim study will be done and that the legislature can, by affirmative action or other changes, reestablish the insurance premium if the study warranted that result. We would also include an emergency clause so that this could go into effect. Increases in the fund limit sunset June 30th, 2005, which sets the stage for the next legislature to get into this discussion.
Okay, questions? Staff? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I note with interest that the repeal on June 30th, 2005, that's 2 years from now, roughly. And while I maintain my girlish optimism that stuff happens quickly and well and with consensus, this whole set of amendments seems to anticipate that we will get resolution. And somehow, as the witnesses come forward, if they're speaking to this proposed settlement, I would very much appreciate something on the record as to how optimistic anyone is that this can be accomplished in the prescribed period of time.
Any other comments, questions? Mr. Stone?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, good afternoon. I'm Charlie Stone for the Department of Forestry. As the bill with the proposed amendment stands at this point, and we understand it, we're comfortable with the bill. We think that it secures what we need to have to operate and know what the sideboards are for the coming biennium. It also clearly puts an emphasis on having that discussion during the interim in order to secure an appropriate funding mechanism for the years to follow once we get into the 05-07 biennium. I think the work can be done during that period of time. I'm optimistic that we'll come to some resolution. I think it's key in the budget note that the work group anticipates that there be some legislators involved in that, because really the crux of the question, I think, ultimately becomes the balancing or the sharing of funding responsibility between the landowners and the general public, and determining on what basis are we going to have that sharing and finishing or completing the picture so that we know just what those funding sources are and who's obligated for what costs, so that clearly the legislative body and everybody concerned here wants to have an aggressive firefighting program, and that together with the timeline should push us to a solution in time to pass a bill in the next session.
Thank you. Questions? Committee? Thank you, Chair. Next, I'd like to call Christina McNett and Ray Wilkinson.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Christina McNitt with the Oregon Small Woodlands Association. We were joking that we were just going to sign up and say we are fine and good with these amendments, but to address your question, Representative Johnson, I think everybody at the table recognizes how significant having a strong fire protection system is, A, and B, how much of an investment both the public and the private sector put into that. I think the way that the sunset is timed provides all of us a huge incentive to work out some sort of resolution that we're all going to be agreeable with in the future, and I know that the Small Woodlands Association is highly motivated to sit at the table and participate fully through this interim.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Ray Wilkinson, Oregon Forest Industries Council. Also like to put on record our support for the conceptual amendments to this bill that has just been outlined by staff, and echo Christina's comments about how seriously we take this issue and how important it is to get all these issues. We're in kind of a transition place with this whole firefighting issue in the state. The last couple of years have been bad years. The insurance picture is very different than it used to be. There's a lot of things that have changed. The costs have gone up dramatically. The federal lands issue is a huge issue. All these things have to be considered, and we're committed to doing it, and we appreciate the subcommittee's forbearance in working out the resolution on this bill. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray. Is there questions of the committee?
We already did that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to testify at this point who did not have a chance to sign up? If not, we'll close the public hearing.
I trust you on this. I don't know what's going on. It's a whole other issue that needs to be worked on, but it shouldn't stop. It sounds like you're all there. So.
Okay. Thank you. Open the work session on House Bill 2301.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Martin.
I move that we move House Bill 2301 as conceptually amended in the copy given to the committee on Thursday, June 26, 2003, to the full Ways and Means Committee with a do-pass recommendation.
Committee, you've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion?
Objection to the motion? Motion carries.
Representative Morgan, with your experience in this committee, we can carry this on the full and the House.
Well, with my track record, you're taking a big chance here,
right.
But I'd be very bigger willing
chances
to do it.
And I will carry it on the That will close the work session on House Bill 2301 and open the work session on House Bill 5022.
Mr. Chair, I provided an updated copy of the LFO recommendations, and I'm going to be working from this spreadsheet that is sandwiched between the memo and a larger document. And I am going to refer you to page... There's no page number. Item number 41 under State 4, which is where we left off. I'll circle back around.
Okay.
You're ready? Item number 41 is package 132. This is forest management position. Adds resources to fully implement integrated management plans for all state forests at $1,818,442.13.3 FTE. I am not recommending approval because it increases cost to the state forest management impacting distributions. I am recommending that the statutory distribution of state forest revenue to the Department of Forestry reviewed by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee in the interim to establish what the amount should be or if it should be changed, potentially increasing revenue distributions to counties.
Procedural question, Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
We'll deal with that with the recommendation in a budget note or in some other way in this budget.
Mr. Chair, Representative Morgan, it'll appear in the budget report as a recommendation from the full Ways and Means, and then when the interim committee is formed, we will put that on their list of projects to identify where they what they'll be studying in the interim.
Thank you. Mr. Chair.
Excuse me, just a minute, Representative. And this will apply only to the state Northwest Forest and not to the Elliott State Forest Area.
It could apply to both. It doesn't necessarily restrict it to just state forests.
Representative Johnson first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to make sure from LFO that I understand. Knowing what I do know about this, if these resource positions were there to help develop the management plan, that's okay. I'll wait till you're done.
Go ahead.
Oh, he's the chair.
What did you say? It's
a constitutional.
Yeah.
Representative Johnson, I apologize. Could you restate your question?
That's okay. The only thing that I want to try to understand from this, I recall a discussion in the Department of Revenue's budget where we added a number of revenue officers to help go out and collect additional money in order to augment the state's revenues. And if, in fact, we are looking for management plans to help give guidance on how to maximize return from the forest, Is this a situation where I have interpreted correctly that in the long run these additional management people might help with a larger return, or is there something that I'm missing?
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, it depends on whether or not the legislature agrees with the forest management plan that the board has adopted. And there seems to be some question about the level, the harvest levels, and the requirements of that forest management plan on the state forest. And so until we can come to some resolution on that, we don't want to move it.
That's reasonable and makes sense. Thank you.
Other questions, comments? Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation on package 132 as it relates to forest management positions in the state forest budget.
Thank you. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Motion carries.
Item number 42 is package 133. This is a federal funds limitation increase. It provides an increased limitation for the receipt and expenditure of federal dollars related to recreation, storm restoration, fish passage improvements on state forest lands. The department was requesting $221,131. I'm not recommending this package at this time. The agency does not have the specific grant information, and it's unknown what the fiscal and ongoing costs are expected to be. They are required to request permission to apply for any new federal grants and can request that expenditure limitation at the e-board when specific grant information is available.
Susie, I thought you said storm restoration. I think you meant stream restoration.
Yes, I did.
Well, one does.
Yes, one could, yes.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation in package 133 relating to federal funds limitation increase in the state forest budget.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion?
She said increase, did we? Decrease, yes.
Did you mean decrease?
Decrease, I did. Absolutely.
Right. Any discussion of the motion? Objection? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, item number 44 is a vacant position adjustment. We'll reduce the agency's vacancies by 1.97 FTE, $197,369.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation 2 for a vacant position adjustment in state forests.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
Item number 48, LFO package 6. These are other position adjustments. It eliminates 10 positions, 8.7 FTE, to establish an office coordinator, forest unit supervisor, 2, and reclassifies a forest nursery worker to forest nursery technician. transportation engineer 1 to forest unit supervisor 2 and an office specialist 1 to an office specialist 2. This results in a net reduction of $684,059 and 5.7 FTE. And I recommend approval with no step increase for reclassification.
Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I recommend that the committee accept LFO recommendation number 6 relating to other position adjustments in state forests.
With a motion, discussion, objection, motion carried.
Item number 49 is a budget note that's been approved by the co-chairs. There's a modification to it, so I'm going to read that into the record. In recognition of the short and long-term concerns of the counties and the legislature about harvest levels on state forests, deleting the Elliott, Tillamook, and Clatsop, and inserting and the Elliott in conjunction with the state land board, the following action will be taken. The Department of Forestry and Counties will carry out the agreed-upon work plan, which is designed to create a harvesting model that will explore options to determine optimal timber and harvest outputs. The work plan is scheduled to be completed in spring of 2005. County commissioners, county representatives, legislators, and the Legislative Fiscal Office will be members of the team doing this work, as well as the team responsible for policy review of the work plan. During this period of time needed to accomplish the work plan, forestry areas to make every effort to produce annual operation plans.
Agrees, maybe?
Yes, agrees. Forestry agrees to make every effort to produce annual operation plans that produce harvest volumes at the high end of the activity range outlined in the implementation plans for state forests. The work group will provide a quarterly report to the emergency board on the progress of the work plan.
The committee, I'm concerned about the bill that we have in the hopper, and I was told before the committee that we do have some time, and I'd like to hold this budget note until we get a little clarification as to how Representative Shetterly's bill is moving in the process. And my intention is that we might want to tighten this up more if that bill does not pass there.
Mr. Chair, I don't necessarily disagree with that. I've had a lot of discussions in trying to work that whole bigger issue out, and this budget note plays a very important piece of that. The agency has agreed to it and all of that, but I think I understand what you're saying, and I don't really disagree with it. Plus, there's one more piece of that bigger picture that is not reflected in here yet, and someone is putting together language. Somebody on either side putting together language that may help us resolve the last piece of that puzzle.
Good. And I apologize, I didn't speak to you about
that. That's okay. I think I understand where you're going.
Susie. The question was asked on number 46.
Yes, that was approved. Sorry, I didn't put that in there, but we approved all of the technical adjustments in block at the beginning of the work session. Item number 50 is budget note number 5. Prior to implementation, the Department of Forestry is directed to form a work group of constituents, including counties and regulated industry, to review the implementation plan for salmon anchor habitat strategies. The group will review such things as impacts of listing decisions by NOAA, fisheries, State of Oregon Endangered Species Act, assurances, efforts, monitor implementation of the strategies in each basin, monitor impacts of salmon anchor habitat on harvest activity through the harvest level work plan. The work group will identify issues and make recommendations for necessary changes to the salmon anchor habitat strategies to the Board of Forestry. The department is directed to report on the activities of the work group and its recommendations to the emergency board no later than September 2004.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Representative Morgan.
Does the work of this group or the product of this group in any way come before the legislature for review and comment?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, correct. Not under this budget note, it wouldn't, unless you want to amend the budget note to have it go before a legislative policy committee as well.
I don't know what discussion has taken place around this budget note, but it concerns me that there are discussions taking place on things that have big policy implications, and there isn't any legislative involvement in them.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Senator Dukes.
My concern in going into the budget note was that we have all of the people at the table. Unfortunately, this particular piece of policy was negotiated, as I think you well know, without all of the partners at the table. And I believe that that was a mistake. And so I was trying to get everybody to the table to take another look at that. I do understand what you're saying. I don't have any problem with it. And I was going to say that I left, and my apologies to Susie, because somebody approached me afterwards and I said, yeah, it should happen. We're bringing the industry to the table. There should be a mention of an environmental. I mean, we ought to have them both there. My biggest interest was getting the counties to the table, where they were not when this was negotiated.
Perhaps, Mr. Chair, then it would be reasonable to defer action also on this budget note so we could discuss it.
I would prefer that one.
Fine.
Item 51 is Budget Note 6, that the Department of Forestry is directed to work with Oregon Parks and Recreation Department to establish an interagency agreement for operating the Interpretive Center utilizing Measure 66 lottery funds. The department is directed to report on the activities of the work group and its recommendations to the Emergency Board no later than September 2004. This is related to item number 40, which was adding positions for the Tillamook Interpretive Center. The Department of Parks or Parks and Recreation Department has indicated that they are willing to work with the department on this.
I'd like to ask Mr. Brown to come forward and respond to this.
Mr. Chair. While Mr. Brown comes forward, this is a picky piece, but I would like very much, if we go ahead and adopt this budget note, to have in the word the Tillamook Interpretive Center. When it just says the Interpretive Center, I'd like the specificity.
Okay. I think co-chairs will go along with that.
Yes. Who knows?
Mr. Brown?
Yes. Mr. Chair, we understand the concerns that have been expressed about how the Interpretive Center is funded, and we're more than willing to sit down with the parks and see what other arrangements we can make.
I need your name for the record.
I'm sorry. It's Marvin Brown, State Forester.
Thank you. In our conversation last night, Mr. Brown, you indicated that you were concerned of the people who were in support of the Interpretive Center, and that you'll be allowed some time to keep their interest. I think I'm trying to paraphrase what you told me. Will this budget note suffice your concern, sir?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I interpreted this budget note that we had the time to work through those things and not just simply end the activity that's taken place at this point. I think that's what's important, because there are donors to the center who've already committed and some time and energy invested, and we'd just like to be able to transition however we're going to transition. So.
Okay. Questions to Mr. Brown? Senator Dukes?
How many people do you actually have on staff involved in the Interpretive Center?
Currently?
Huh?
Mr. Chair and Senator Dukes, I may have to ask one of my able staff to answer that.
I haven't asked, Mr. Chair, I haven't wanted to ask, but just the way he said that last piece, I thought maybe I ought to ask.
Mr. Chair, member of the committee, Steve Thomas, Assistant State Forester, Department of Forestry. The question Senator Dukes asked is, how many people do we have? Currently, we have the one person that is partially funded by the trust and partially works for the trust about 30 to 40% of their time, and they are funded by the Forest Development Fund. And that's the majority of the effort on this particular Tillamook Interpretive Center.
Okay. Further questions? Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I move that we accept the LFO recommendation on budget note number 6 and conceptually amend it to add the word Tillamook in between the and Interpretive Center.
Thank you. Discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, item number 52, package 141, is forestry assistance realignment. In House Bill 2197, it added positions. It requires the addition of positions to maintain assistance to family forest landowners in areas of forest health. This bill is on the governor's desk for signature, so it has passed the legislature. It shifts $339,729 federal funds to other funds and increases other funds by $595,663, adds two positions and provides funding for portions of other positions throughout the agency totaling 2.82 FTE, funded through the Western Oregon Timber Tax account, and I'm recommending approval to allow the agency's resources to carry out the statutory responsibility.
Questions of staff? Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation to package 141 regarding the forest assistance realignment relative to House Bill 2197 in the forestry assistance.
Thank you. Is there discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
Item 53 is package 142. This is forest land cost share enhancement. It adds positions to maintain assistance to family forest landowners in areas of forest health, road surveys, and forest management practices. It's $1,695,827 of federal funds and 1.25 FTE, and I recommend approval.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation to package 142 in forestry assistance.
Thank you. Is there discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
Item 54 is package 143 of Forest Legacy Program. This provides a federal funds expenditure limitation to assist local government compensation for lost income by purchasing development rights on forest land that has a higher value if converted to non-forest uses. And I am not recommending the package at this time because the legislature has not authorized establishing a forest legacy grant program in Oregon. And it's been contentious.
Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair, I try to be a realist, but I need to move the package, and I hope you will understand that I need to do that. I'm moving adoption of policy package 143.
Okay. You've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion?
Mr. Chair, I'll be a no vote on the motion.
Let the record show that
no vote also.
Representative Krieger, Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I'll be joining my colleague, Senator Duke, says a yes.
Yes.
And the chair will also be a no vote. So, motion fails.
That one?
Which one?
Good for you. You have to. Oh, never mind. It's failed. So you've adopted the legislative.
I don't think we've adopted anything, but it sort of has the same...
Same effect. Thank you.
We haven't done either.
Right.
We haven't done anything.
Nothing. Item 55 is approved. Item 60 is a position adjustment to eliminate two vacant office specialists, two positions. At 1.66 FTE and a natural resource specialist, 3 to fund position adjustments in administration and forest practices. It's a reduction of 199,562 and 2.66 FTE.
Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept that LFO recommendation 6 relating to position adjustments in the forestry assistance portion.
Thank you. Discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
Item 61, LFO Package 9, is a one-time shift of general fund to the Pacific Coast
Salmon Recovery Fund
to maximize funds from the Salmon Recovery Fund to avoid reductions in Oregon plan expenditures and make general fund available to address statewide revenue shortfall. It's a the adjustments in the package make of the one-time shift. We're shifting $1,079,775. That's just We're also eliminating 2.72 FTE. Oh, okay, I combined. That's okay. To achieve reduction target of 380,000 general fund. This was on the. This is the co-chair's adjustments, and this is the net effect of those. And I'm recommending approval.
Certainly, you're breaking my confidence in you here. But we just.
ODOT this morning. What are you?
Oh, yeah. Big day. That's any margin.
So if I might just get a conceptual grip on this here, what we're doing is taking out 1.08 in general fund, replacing it with about 700,000 in Pacific Coastal Salmon Restoration dollars, and just taking about 380 out of the program entirely.
That's correct.
Okay. Mr.
I just have a question.
Question.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Susie, what did the 2.72 FTE do?
The 2.72 FTE are the cumulative effect of pieces of positions throughout the organization. The reduction was actually made in House Bill 5100, and this just carries it through to the biennium.
The reduction, the 381,283, is that the actual number that you referred to as 380,000?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation 9 relating to a one-time shift in the forestry assistance program.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there objection to the motion?
Hold on. We've got to...
We'll hold the gavel.
Are you okay with
I'm
it?
Fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. You'll
motion.
Hear me if I'm not.
Motion carries.
Item 62 is package 162, smoke management program. It adds a natural resource specialist 3 to alleviate meteorological workload increases due to higher numbers of prescribed burns, specifically on federally managed lands east of the Cascades. Funding is dependent on federal dollars that have not yet materialized. The department requested the package be amended to restore 1.7 FTE and $163,226 reduced in House Bill 5100 for the smoke management meteorologists. The positions will be funded by an increase in the burning fee on pile-type burning from the current $2 per acre to the legislative maximum of $5 per acre. Total package with LFO adjustments is $163,226. Well, no, it's $381,904. I'm adding $163,226 to their original package.
And Susie, it says...
And increasing it by
1.07 FTE.
That's the total package now.
But over here it says 10.
Those are the adjustments that I made to the governor's package.
Thank you.
So we're adding 1.07 positions and 163,226 in federal funds. Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation on package 162 in Forest Practices Program.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
Item 64 is a vacant position adjustment. This is a reduction of 0.73 FTE and a total dollars of $129,902.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation on LFO Package 2 relating to vacant position adjustments in forest practices.
Thank you. Discussion of the motion? Objection? Motion carries.
Item 68 are other position adjustments, transferring an information system specialist 3 and an information system specialist 6 to administration program, eliminates 1, 2, 3, 4 positions, shifts $86,002 general fund and $94,064 other fund to attorney general costs, shifts 1.7 FTE to existing natural resource Specialist 3 and PEMC positions, reducing 0.33 FTE. That is a net reduction of 3.5 FTE and $303,505. I recommend approval with no step increase for reclassifications.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for LFO recommendation 6 in the Forest Practices Program.
Thank you. You have heard the motion. Senator Duke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Then, am I correct? We're transferring $180,000 to Attorney General's cost?
Yes.
I think sometimes people don't understand, Mr. Chair, what the cost is for all of these differences of opinion when they decide to sue. And this is one of them right here. It's not as though we didn't have money in their Attorney General's budget. We did. We are acknowledging that we have to put more.
Correct.
Or when we get sued.
Oh, that's what I was talking about. And people decide that this is a nice way to make their point heard, and then we have to respond.
Representative Morgan?
I made the motion.
You made the motion. Is there any more discussion? Is there objections? Motion carries.
Item 69 is a co-chair adjustment, shifting money, one-time shift of Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery money, shifting general fund to other funds. It's actually federal money coming into the agency as federal funds. I recommend approval.
I was wondering if avoiding was a new LFO strategy.
Avoiding is, yes.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendations to maximize funds from the PCSRF to avoid reductions in Oregon plan expenditures in the Forest Practices Program.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
Go back to keyboard.
No, don't work 14-hour days anymore.
Where they go, 24/7?
Yeah.
I kind of like that term.
Okay. You know, what I'd like to do, Christina, is your father here today? He's not, okay. I know at one point he wanted to speak to the nursery issue. Okay. Thank you. We're ready to move forward.
Okay. Hang on. Okay, package 71 is not really approved, but it says it is. This is a reduction. This is a reduction of vacant nursery positions in the nursery program. It's 33.7 FTE, and a reduction of $2,071,654. And I'm recommending approval.
Thank you. That's a huge number.
That's what I want.
Mr. Brown, would you like to respond to that?
I might ask Clark Seeley, Mr. Chair, if that's okay.
Good afternoon, Chair Messerly and members of the committee. Clark Seeley, Assistant State Forester with the Department of Forestry. The nursery, the DL-5th nursery down at Elkton, has retained a number of seasonal positions in their biennial budget for a number of years to be able to kind of ride the tide of ups and downs in the market and in their production of seedlings. In the last 2 years, as we've seen some downturn in the demand for the nursery, and also as we've wrestled with last year's freeze that had a significant impact on the current crop and next year's crop, obviously our ability to sell as many seedlings right now is diminished. Working with legislative fiscal staff, we're comfortable with this reduction. It basically takes out of the nursery's budget this number of seasonal positions that are vacant, currently vacant. Still allows us with some seasonal positions left for a minimized program. And given the budget note and the review to be conducted during the interim, depending on the outcome of that review, then we can approach you all and talk about the program and the need for additional positions, if any, at that point in time. So this is, from our standpoint, a reasonable way to approach the current situation.
And I assume if things would change that you're always available to come back to the e-board.
Thank you.
Representative Krieger, I saw you
energize over there. Mr. Chair, I was just concerned about the numbers. I think a lot of those people live around Elkton, right? I would assume that many people, whether it be part-time or full-time, is quite an impact on a real small dependent.
They are vacant positions, however.
Yeah, Chair Messerly and Representative Krieger, just to be real clear, these positions that are proposed for reduction in the budget are not vacant seasonal positions that we've actually utilized in the last couple of years. So they are positions that are representing limitation but have not been utilized and don't represent, not hiring someone in the last couple of years.
Any other questions, clarification? Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept LFO recommendation 2 relating to vacant position adjustments in the nursery program.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, item number 75 is budget note 6. This is requiring the Department of Forestry to provide a report to the Emergency Board by its April 2004 meeting on the financial status and business plan of the nursery program, and the report shall include an analysis of the nursery program financial sources of funds, expenditures, and future viability as an enterprise program. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, this budget note is generated as a result of Mr. McNitt's concerns of some work that is currently underway to review the viability of the nursery program and its ability to continue as an enterprise program and its competition with the private industry, and it's time to raise that issue up to the legislative level just for review. That's why I'm recommending the budget note.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I might just make a comment. I concur with having this issue be brought before the e-board. I think that given the continuing decreasing levels of harvest that we're experiencing on the federal lands and the state lands, that the question needs to be asked about the viability of the nursery system in the state and how to best bring it to a place where it can be sustainable from a production point of view and a financial point of view, and what the possibilities are for interfacing it into the private sector and other markets that are available. So I really appreciate the opportunity to have some insight into the discussion that's going on in the department.
Senator Dukes.
Mr. Chair, I think that it is important to review this, particularly at this time. But and the agency is already doing, has begun that, so this fits right in with that. But I have a question of whomever, and that's who's going to do the analysis? It requires that an analysis be done, and I was wondering if it was done by the agency who is the nursery, or if it was going to be done by DAS, or...
This is, Mr. Chair and Senator Jukes, this budget note assumes the department would do that analysis and bring those options forward to the legislature for review.
This is not particularly my issue, but let me ask those of you for whom it is a strong interest, is that okay with you, or would you like somebody else sitting at the table?
I would comment on that. I think that in the time that I've been in the process here, that the dealings that I've had with the Department of Forestry have always been very straightforward and truthful, and I don't feel a need to get an arm's length relationship to any kind of audit or costing out. I think the department's very capable and very trustworthy.
And I agree with that. I would just note that this is an issue that has been going on for probably at least 10 years, and the agency has always chosen to hang on to the thing in spite of the turmoil, so that's why I raised it, but I don't disagree with you.
And I would think, Senator Duke, that if we have questions or issues with the report when we receive the emergency board, that might be the appropriate time to have that.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation on budget note number 6 in the nursery program.
Thank you. Is there discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, the next item is the facilities management program. This is a new program that was shifted out of the administration program into a separate standalone unit for facility maintenance activities. It shifts one position from administration to centralized facilities in this area. There are no the technical adjustment has already been approved, and so I'd recommend approval of the program as a separate and distinct program unit.
Ready for motion? Mm-hmm. Representative Morgan?
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation to make facilities management a distinctive piece of the budget.
Thank you. Is there discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
And the next section is capital improvement. The technical adjustment's already been approved, and so we don't need to do anything on that one. I'm going to cycle back through then to item number 10 in administration. Since I've had 2 days, I've had some time to do some refining of numbers. You have already approved this package, but I would request an amendment to that cost approval to change the dollar figures and approve this package that is before you of an increase of $163,285 general fund, $660,925 other funds, and $20,349 federal funds, and 7.58 FTE. In making all of the position adjustments throughout the department, we have eliminated positions in other areas of the department to increase positions here in administration to shore up their fiscal and business responsibilities. So I'm recommending approval of this.
Susie, what were those numbers prior to the amendment?
They were negative numbers, and it was $175,248 general fund increase and a reduction of $150,577 in other funds. And $21,714 in federal funds, and a reduction of 5.54. There's some double counting of positions, and that's been corrected.
I'm still trying to grapple with what the is this the net change that corrects the package, or does this replace
it? It replaces the package, earlier package.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation to replace our previous recommendation with the current LFO package 8 in the administration program.
You've heard the motion. This is a correction of the previously passed item 8. So, discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
And then I will take you to item number 32 in, actually, item number 24, sorry. Package 114 is the Emergency Fire Cost Committee's expenditure limitation. This brings the limitation to $15 million as adopted in House Bill 2301. increase the non-limited other funds expenditure limitation by $2,772,165.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation on package 114 in the Forest Fire Protection Program.
Thank you. Is there a discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
Lori's in motion here.
Do we need to hold the gavel?
No.
Motion carries. Night time.
Okay. We're moving to package item number 31. This is increasing the base fire protection program. This is increasing general fund $4.3 million and other funds $7,243,640, and an increase of 32.37 FTE for base fire protection.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation 7 in the Forest Fire Protection Program.
Thank you for the motion. Is there a discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
Item 32, this is also replaces the package that was approved on Monday for position adjustments. The new total is $62,406 and a reduction of 1.58 FTE. The FTE is correct. It was the dollar figure that was not correct.
Which one are we looking at?
32. Item 32.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the revised recommendation for LFO on Package 8 and replace this recommendation with the recommendation that was previously approved.
Thank you for the motion. Is there a discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
Okay, item 33 is a budget note that goes along with our adoption of House Bill 2301. This is to ensure that sufficient funds are available to reasonably respond to anticipated emergency fire protection needs over time. The Department of Forestry is directed to form a work group including legislators, the Emergency Fire Cost Committee, the Department of Administrative Services, landowners, and the Legislative Fiscal Office to examine the funding mechanism for emergency forest fires. This review will include analysis of the fund's revenue sources, types, amounts, and equity, and coverage of fire suppression expenses beyond the capacity of the fund, including whether to continue the commercial insurance program, and if so, options for how the cost of the insurance should be paid. One of the principal considerations for the work group to consider is maintaining the historic relationship of the public share to the landowner's cost share. The department shall report the outcomes of this review and recommendations to the emergency board by its meeting September 2004.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation on budget note number 3 in the Forest Fire Protection Program.
Thank you for the motion. Is there a discussion of the motion? I assume, Senator Duke, that you have resolved the issue of the misunderstanding with the co-chair that you said over the whole
yes, sir.
Okay, thank
you. I have.
And no objection. The motion carries.
Okay, then back to item 1. And that's that one. That is also a correction. These are position adjustments. I had earlier had a reduction of 5,344 and 1.32 positions. It's an increase of $17,787 to replace that
and
package.
Is there an FTE increase also?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO revised recommendation to package 101 and replace this recommendation with what we previously approved.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Motion carries.
And Mr. Chair, I'll go back to my memo. You can approve the amendment in the bill. I Item 4. Page 4.
Mr. Chair.
Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation on appropriation bill amendments contained in the House Bill 5022 memo dated June
25th, 2003. Many have heard the motion. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I just want to point out that there is included in that is a new section which appropriates $5.7 million to a special purpose in the emergency fund for fire protection expenses. And let's see. Item number 5 is a recommendation on performance measures. The agency identified 28 key measures, 3 of which are currently under development. There were no issues or changes requested by the subcommittee during public hearings, so I'm recommending approval of the performance measures as they were presented.
Senator Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I would recommend, or I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendations on approval of the performance measures as presented.
Thank you. Is there a discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
And Mr. Chair, the discussion about other funds ending balance, the agency has a variety of different kinds of ending balance sources. And overall, the other funds ending balance is increased by $3.9 million as a result of reductions that we've made in the budget through technical statewide reductions and the by not approving some of the packages. The governor's budget allowed for an ending balance equivalent of 7.75 months. That's in the aggregate. What I've done is I've kind of given a breakdown by each of the program areas of what the other fund sources are and what kind of ending balance is required there. In the agency administration, equipment pool, and facilities, maintenance, and development, there other funds come from a pro rata percentage of all revenues expended within the department, which include the Forest Development Fund and Forest Products Harvest Tax. There's no ending balance required here since it's reflected in the ending balance of the other program areas. In the protection from fire, the source is 50% general fund and 50% from private landowners generally. As the fiscal year budgets are developed, the general fund is deposited into public share fire fund, and then it becomes an other funds expenditure. This is all part of that technical work that we want to conduct during the interim to take a look at how we can get the general funds and other funds to align better with actual expenditures. And so at the end of each fiscal year, the ending balance becomes part of the beginning balance for the next year. No ending balance is required since general funds are allocated as the need arises and carryover revenues are used to reduce assessments to cover expenditures until collections are received by the department from the counties.
Mr. Chair, I'm kind of confused here. So you've got half general fund, half landowner assessment funds. The general fund reverts back to the general fund in November at the end of the biennium?
Parts of it does. It's very confusing. What happens is we allocate general fund to the department. Then the forest, the associations, fire districts prepare their annual budget. And based on their annual expenditures, then an amount of money is transferred from the general fund to the public share fire fund for that 1 year. And then the next annual budgets, they develop a budget and then decide how much they need. If there's any money, and transfer that into the public share fire fund. If there's any money left over from that transfer in January or July when you do that in the middle of the biennium, that money then reverts to the general fund. Any money that wasn't expended from the public share fire fund that they actually transferred is not reverted.
It just rolls forward.
But that reduces
but is, the... Does that serve as an offset then to what gets appropriated?
That's correct.
Year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
you have it?
No, sir.
Gary,
careful,
you're going to
buy a cow.
Been there, done that.
Forest practices, sources other funds is 40% from forest harvest, product harvest tax, with the remaining 60% funded through an appropriation from the state general fund. That's rate is set in statute. It's set each biennium once the budget has been determined based on the revenue need and projected harvest levels, and that would be House Bill 2195 in this session. Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board grants provide partial funding for some cooperative research projects. There's no ending balance required here. Carryover revenue from the harvest tax is used to offset harvest tax in the next biennium. So now we come to state-owned forest lands. The primary source of revenue is the Forest Development Fund. The source of revenue here comes from the income generated from state forests, and these lands are commonly known as county forest trust lands. The state receives an average of 36.25% of the total revenue, with the remaining 63.75% going to county and local taxing districts. The revenue deposited into the account varies by season, with market conditions, and interest earnings on the fund are deposited into the state general fund. The timing of the revenues from timber harvest contracts typically span 2 to 3 years. The department estimates that the fund balance during normal adjustments to retain a high-quality workforce during times of market downturns or harvest reductions. The ending balance reflected in the governor's balanced budget represents cash from timber sales and a last quarter distribution to counties due by July 1st. As of July 1st, 2003, the department estimates an ending balance of $20,898,000, which is the equivalent of 25-month operating costs for the state forest program.
Susie, is this the same fund that would hold the Elliott State Forest funds as well, or do we have it?
I would defer to the department on where they're actually holding that money. I don't know.
Senator Messerly, members of the committee, the reference here in the the entire discussion here is just the county forest trust land side of the ownership. So the common school land is a different discussion. And actually a lot simpler in terms of distribution of revenue and so forth. In that case, with common school fund revenues, those go into the fund, and those go fully into the common school fund, and then on a quarterly basis, we simply bill Division of State Lands for our operating costs.
So there is no fund that we have to respond to in this report then?
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
What I just heard Mr. Shuey say was that the funds, as they harvest the Elliott State Forest, go to the Common School Fund, and then they contract with the Department of Forestry.
That's correct.
Correct.
That's correct. And so we really don't carry, other than what may sit in our cash account for a month or so, we really don't carry any kind of ending balance for the Common School Funds. I would also, if I could just add, and it may be our mistake in terms of information to Ms. Jordan, but the last sentence in the paragraph, that $20 million or so balance is actually about a 12-month, 11 or 12-month operating cost rather than 25, and we may have missed information to you, Susie.
All I did was take the state forest program expenditures and divide it into that amount. So that's 25 months. But if there's a special payment that comes out of there, that would not be reflected here.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So should we correct this?
I think the discussion that you want to have here is how much ending balance you think the agency needs to have. Should it be 12 months, or should it be 6 months, or should it be 25 months, and whether or not you want to shift any of this money at least one time to the counties. This is the time to have that discussion.
Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The purpose of these monies is to allow state forestry to manage county forest trust lands.
That was the end of the sentence. There is no whole lot more that goes with that. They're to manage the forest, and they do a very good job of that. but they've been holding large reserves for some time, and I'm starting to discover that they're doing interesting things with them, things that I don't think they ought to be doing with them, things that don't involve managing the state forest lands. And so I am of the belief that, and I think that's why you're going to see the discrepancy between 12 months and 25 months. It depends on what all you do with it. So I am of the belief that there should be a smaller balance, particularly given what's going on. I mean, you don't, harvest levels go up and down, value of timber goes up and down, but our fixed costs don't change a lot. And so you have to be careful, and you want to make sure you've got enough reserve to cover what might happen. But given the plans that are out there today, particularly on the Tillamook Forest for harvest of Swiss needle cast in a 10-year period of time, for the next 10 years, state forestry is going to have a very steady stream of income coming from that state forest alone. And I don't think there's a need to keep, I don't think on a bad day there was enough to keep levels this high, but certainly in terms of planning for the future, they're in pretty good shape. Now, you know, maybe nobody will want the trees, but these are Swiss needle casts that we have to get out, and I assume that there will be some value in them. So I would argue that this should be at a lower level and that the money should be redistributed in the local taxing districts. And I've had that conversation with forestry, and I believe they were going to see if they could come up with a way we could do this without redistribute, without changing the law.
Mr. Brown, would you care to respond?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Dukes, we have talked about this, and there may be some options. Frankly, you know, I don't mean to plead ignorance on a regular basis, but I've asked, you know, given that this is a significant issue and it's important to you all that we have some time to develop a proper business plan that looks at cash flow and looks at the needs for a balance to be carried. And based on that, then look at how redistributions can occur within the law. And I think my staff has said that they're willing to do that as well.
I'd like to ask Mr. Seeley or someone on your staff if they could kind of get us the background of the justification for this larger reserve.
Chair Messerly, members of the committee, in our analysis of cash balance for the these lands, for the County Forest Trust lands, we have looked at essentially three tiers and tried to identify three tiers of balance. One we call a critical level or a critical reserve level, which gives us balance to operate for about a six-month period of time. And over the years, that number has been in the $8 to $10 million range, and currently is about $10 million. Then we've looked at what we call a target balance, which is essentially 1 year's operating costs. And the intent of the target balance is to weather potential downturns in the economy, downturns in the market, to the extent that either the stumpage prices drop off the edge of the table and our sales are no longer selling for value, or in fact if we can't sell sales for a period of time. And the last significant time that occurred was in the early 1980s during the recession, and in fact we went through a period of about 15 months where not only did we not sell sales for much value, but most of our sales didn't sell at all. There was simply not a market. We had at that time a balance that allowed us to continue to keep our staff on the payroll and not go through massive layoffs. We did in fact end up laying off some employees, but not a large number. So that target balance is essentially 1 year's worth of operating expenses to weather, you know, a significant downturn in the market. And then we peg that at about 100 to 110% of 1 year's expenses. And then the third category is what we would consider a maximum balance, and have figured that at 150% of 1 year's worth of operating expenses. And in this case, currently today, that would be about $30 million. And at that point, at a $30 million level, then or 150% of annual costs, then we would want to come back and revisit distribution and so forth. We've not been at that point in history, but you know, if that was the case and we were generating that kind of revenue, if stumpage values were $600, $700, $800 per thousand at some point for a sustained period, we may generate that much revenue. That's been our look at balance and our analysis.
Let me ask you, Mr. Seeley, in the 80s when you had the slow economy and the recession, what was that staff doing if you didn't lay them off?
Well, most of the staff that was on at that point was then diverted to either road work, road improvement work, doing young growth management contracts. There was still reforestation that needed to be done, pre-commercial thinning and those kind of things. So they continue to work in those areas.
Just for clarification then, if you were to retain 110% of expenditures in your ending balance, that would be the $21 million.
That's correct.
Mr. Chair, I think we need to look into this one some more. I'm not real. I would like to. It seems problematic to me that if we're in a place where we can't sell the trees, to keep the crews working in the forest, basically just keeping them busy, at the expense of the counties, is something that we need to talk about. I want to look into this one some more before I accept it.
Representative Morgan, I do believe this is an issue because the counties are struggling as well.
Yeah.
They're dupes.
Mr. Chair, have you discussed this with the advisory committee, the county's advisory committee to the board, or CFTLC, understanding that they are one and the same? To either groups meeting, have you discussed this?
Chair Messerly, Senator Dukes, let me ask Steve Thomas to come back up because I don't know the answer to that question.
Chair Messerly, members of the committee, Senator Dukes, we do share the revenue projections and revenue forecasts with the Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee, which consists of the county commissioners who represent trust land counties. And we do share it with them with that. We also share the investments we're making in terms of activities. And I don't know if Mr. Seeley mentioned or not, but in our fiscal year budgeting, we do look at various activities, and we move those activities up and down based on the amount of revenue that we're projecting for the upcoming fiscal years and biennial budgets. So we do try to monitor that on an ongoing basis.
I need your name for the record.
I'm sorry. Steve Thomas, Assistant State Forester.
But Mr. Chair,
and we do try to monitor that and keep the counties abreast of where that's going. And if we have more money, then we're able to do more investments in the land in terms of project work and other activities. So we do try to monitor that, and we do try to keep them posted on what's going on.
Chair, what I heard the agency describing was a policy that says we can get up to X number of months, which in this case amounts to $30 million, under which I think is a pretty unlikely scenario. I don't see timber sales flying off the shelves and going to $800 a thousand board foot real soon. And under that scenario, they would keep quite a bit of money there. And all I'm asking is, have you taken that scenario to the counties and laid it out? I mean, we created an advisory committee for the Board of Forestry for a reason. And I understand it sometimes it ends up that means that they're sitting at the table at the meetings and not necessarily a lot more than that. But I would feel a lot more comfortable with you working your way up to $30 million if the counties had said, yeah, fine with us, we don't need it, it's okay. Short of that, we've got a budget note in here, Mr. Chair, that does try to get at
how much money do they really need, and that they should look at that, and I think they've committed to doing that. I still don't really have an answer to the question of whether we have to change statutes so that they can take less, or whether we have to, whether they can work it out. I'm hoping they can work it out internally. I don't want to cause the agency any difficulties. It's just hard to see how, given the future we expect to have, they need quite as much money as they have put away here. And I did notice that the interest goes to the general fund, so I learned something new today. I didn't realize this is money we don't distribute to the counties and cities and such, and then the interest off the fund we keep too in the general fund, so it isn't even going to manage the forest.
Other questions, comments to the committee? Susie, why don't you express what you just expressed to me?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since we're holding this budget over, I suggested to the chair that the agency could bring back some information about how the fund is, you know, what your current thinking is on what kind of an ending balance you need to have and what the various levels are, and whether or not there is some opportunity to take some of that and shift additional payments to the counties at this time, but still preserve your ability to manage your properties while in the interim we take a look at the whole picture. So if you're agreeable to that, the next time we bring this budget back for final approval, we could have spent a little time talking about that.
That would work for me.
Okay. You do that?
Yeah, that's Mr. Chair, that's something we've already talked about.
Okay. Susie, are we through for the day?
We are through for the day. We've done everything we can except for two budget notes and the ending balance discussion.
Okay. With that, we'll thank you very much, everyone and the department. And we'll close the work session. And Monday we have DLCD, and Tuesday we have DSL.
Yes, you do.
With that, we'll adjourn the committee meeting.
See, I apologize about that.